Who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, HealthLock.com. Go there today.
All right, News Roundup, Information Overload Hour, 800-941-SEAN, our number, if you want to be part of the program. We're going to get to Colonel North in just a minute. You know, here we are, day 368, Americans abandoned behind enemy lines. Nobody talks about it. Here you have Russia, Ukraine, they invade a sovereign country. And the minute that Joe Biden denied Poland giving the MiG fighters to Ukraine, it was at that moment it dawned on me, they're not fighting this war to win this war. And it's now become exactly what I said it would become. And that is the latest quagmire. And for Western Europe and the United States, that, you know, having the greatest opportunity to take out Vladimir Putin and Russian forces and humiliate them and defeat them and win the war and even take Crimea back would have been a massive win for the cause of liberty. But they didn't do it. And at this point, they're just giving them enough weapons to survive. Basically, all right, we'll play for a tie. In war, you don't play for a tie. When are we going to learn the lesson that Donald Trump taught us? With the advancement of new weaponry and technology, you can fight and win wars in air-conditioned rooms all over the United States with smart guys using smart weapons, pushing little buttons, and hitting their targets with pinpoint accuracy. We saw that with Soleimani. We saw the caliphate get defeated that way. We saw it with Baghdadi and associates. We saw it with the Al-Qaeda leader in Yemen. All happened under Donald Trump. Yeah, I'm glad we got Aywan al-Zawahiri in Afghanistan, but there's a big problem. And on the other side of that is the Islamic Emirates of Afghanistan are now a safe haven once again for terrorist organizations. The Donald Trump plan to exit and remove forces from Afghanistan included the U.S. keeping Bagram Air Base, which would have been strategically, geopolitically, and strategically crucial to our national security, especially as it relates to China. Now, China is moving in, according to reports. And we've got now, you know, a president that will import last year 684 million barrels of oil to make Putin and Russia rich again. Now, he took in 1 million barrels of oil last year from Iran. Reports now, New York Times is saying that Europe is optimistic that Biden is reaching a nuclear deal with Iran. He's doing it to import Iranian oil. The very same mullahs that chant death to America, death to Israel. We're going to make Iran rich again. Are they out of their mind? You know, begging the Saudis and OPEC and getting rejected repeatedly for them to increase output, sending emissaries to Venezuela to deal with that murdering dictator thug. All of this is insane. None of this is going to end well for anybody. You know, it's, I just never thought 18 months of one presidency, we could see such a precipitous, rapid, obvious decline in this country and on every single measure. And now they're raising taxes before a midterm election, which was unthinkable years ago. because I don't think they think the American people are paying attention. And they give it a fancy name, the Inflation Reduction Act. No, it's not going to do anything to stop Biden inflation. Not a thing. If we wanted to stop inflation, we would be producing domestically all our energy needs, and then we'd be smart and become energy dominant and provide all of our Western European allies all of the needs that they have. So this is now a situation. This is a self-inflicted wound. We were energy independent. We shouldn't be talking to Iran, Venezuela, Saudi Arabia, OPEC, Russia. And if we're going to help the Ukrainians, help them defeat Russia. Don't give them the bare minimum so they could, you know, survive another day. And then we have this latest report that all over the United States that farmland and ranch land, conveniently located near strategic military bases, is being bought up by the hundreds of thousands of acres by the communist Chinese. Ron DeSantis rightly said, no, China should not be able to buy American real estate. We need to take it back and or give them the money that they paid and kick them out. It's ridiculous. Here's what DeSantis said.
Well, I don't think they should be able to do it. I think the problem is these companies have ties to the CCP, and it's not always apparent on the face of whatever company is doing. But I think it's a huge problem, the influence that they have. Now, what we have done in Florida, I've signed legislation to crack down on undue influence from rogue states, including the CCP. So, for example, we banned Confucius Institutes in the state of Florida. They try to go in higher education, and they try to spread the propaganda. So we've taken good steps. We're also probably going to do legislation next legislative session about our pension investments with things that may be linked to the CCP. We don't necessarily have a lot of it, but we want to make sure that we're cutting ties so that we're not funding our number one adversary.
They are our number one geopolitical foe. Russia's right up there with them. You want to talk about an axis of evil? You got China, Russia, and Iran all aligning now. And even the Saudis see it developing, so they're getting in on the action. And they're coordinating the price of a barrel of oil with Vladimir Putin. This is insanity. And then Joe Biden, the same Joe Biden that said, I don't think we're going to hit a recession. No, we have 0% inflation. He actually said it when we had inflation at a 40-year high. You know, he said last week, I'm not worried about China, the China-Taiwan situation. Well, why? What do you mean you're not worried about it? What are you going to do, Joe? I can already answer that. The answer is he'll do nothing. He'll let China walk in and take over Taiwan. Listen.
How worried are you about the situation in Taiwan? Because China is kind of keeping a bit of a grip around the whole island now.
I'm not worried, but I'm concerned that they're moving as much as they are. But I don't think they're going to do anything wrong.
He'll be 0-3 by the end of next year. I can bet. You can pretty much bet on that. Take it to the bank. Colonel North is with us. By the way, his new book is out, The Giant Awakes, which, by the way, you know, here we are in the one-year anniversary since Americans were abandoned in the Islamic Emirates of Afghanistan. Semper Fi, Colonel. Welcome back. It's been a while. How are you, sir?
Great to be with you, my friend. You know what? I've always loved the idea that what we're going to do is bring China out of the depths of being a developing country, because they still get that status when it comes to the environment, for example. We've got
Paris Climate Accords. They're a developing nation.
Yeah. Exactly. All the things that Ron DeSantis just said, all the things that Mike Pompeo has been saying, all true. By the way, the front end of the book, where did the title, The Giant Awakes, where did that come from? Quote, China is a sleeping giant. Let her sleep, for when she wakes, she'll move mountains. Let her sleep, for when she wakes, she will shake the world. Napoleon Bonaparte. That's how bad things have gotten. We're back to Bonaparte, wow, realizing things really aren't going quite the way we expected to do with China. That's what this book is about. This book is all about the kinds of things that China's doing, and it's written as a thriller because, you know, we put out our very first book, and DeSantis referenced it. The very first book Fidelis Publishing put out was America's Number One Adversary. It was our first published book. And all the things that are in that book are what's happening today. The end game for all of what's happening is that China will take over the rest of the world while Putin's going to get Europe. Well, the bottom line of it is, with this administration, it's going to happen that way. And so we get our first chance to really fix things is going to happen this November. our second chance to fix things, and maybe our last, is going to be 2024. When you look at what's happening right now, when the Speaker of the House of Representatives is going to land in China, in Taiwan. Yeah. The communist Chinese went nuts. Okay, they violated the airspace regulations.
They threatened to shoot the Speaker's plane down, Colonel.
Yes. I know. I'm telling you, what we should have done, and if Ronald Reagan were president, we would have done, is immediately shipped to Taiwan the kind of anti-shipping missiles that will sink their navy, okay, and send out the anti-aircraft man pads that have been used so effectively in Ukraine. The only reason why Taiwan has not been invaded yet is because of Zelensky and what the Ukrainians have done and what the shipments of allied Western, mostly American, weapons has done. The bottom line
but they
did.
They didn't supply the weaponry to win the war, Colonel.
No, but remember what DeSantis just said. DeSantis was talked about winning. You talked about winning. The idea that we're going to simply hold the line where it is and let Donbass and Crimea stay in the hands of the Soviets. I just said Soviets, didn't I? In the hands of the Russians is wrong. What ought to be done is what Mike Pompeo suggested. They ought to be giving them the weapons that needed to win. I can assure you that the Ukrainians don't want any part of Russia. But they do want a border with Russia, and it ought to go back to what it was before the invasion in 2014. And, of course, what we're paying for is the price that we started paying this price when it was the Obama-Biden administration, and now it's carried over to what we've got, which is totally incompetent, inept, and I believe aimed at disarming America. I honestly think that some of the things that have been done ever since the Afghanistan fiasco, that we're in worse shape today than we were before we went to Afghanistan in 2001. You may remember, I was on the air with you in October of 2001 when I went in with Mattis into Rhino. I was on the air with you guys when we went there. And here we are looking back at it, and we're in worse shape as a country, economically, militarily, and spiritually, than we were back then. We're in serious trouble. And so my hope and my prayer, buddy, is that your voice is going to carry out both on radio and television, and my books are going to help convince the American people that we, the people, still govern in America, and we don't have to have kids being taught that they can change their gender while they're in grade school. We don't have to have a military that is so, at this point, demoralized that you can't get enough re-enlistments or new enlistments to man the weapon systems we got. And my hope is that someday we'll have real leadership in Washington with integrity that will give us an FBI that's competent to do the things that they have to do.
All right, quick break. Right back. More with Colonel North. His new book, by the way, The Giant Awakes. It's on Amazon.com, bookstores everywhere. More on the other side as we continue. Then your calls, 800-941-SHAWN, our number. All right, we continue with Colonel Oliver North. We'll get to your calls in a minute. 800-941-SHAWN. His new book out in bookstores everywhere, Amazon.com, Hannity.com, The Giant Awakes.
I guess one little humorous thing. When next time we're on television together, I'm sitting here with a coffee cup that real FBI agents gave me. Okay, they've now replaced it several times. And here's what it says. You got to remember, the FBI alerted Betsy and the kids to get out of the house. They were coming to pick them up because terrorists from Islamic Jihad in Libya were coming to kill them.
I remember this well.
Okay, so here's the coffee cup. And I get a new one every year or so from the good old guys, the real FBI. Good morning, sir. I see the assassins have failed again. And I'm drinking coffee out of it, given to me by a real FBI.
A reminder of some of your more risky days that you lived. Actually, decades of your life, to be honest.
Well, exciting life, my friend.
Exciting, that's one word you could use. That's one adjective to describe it. You know, pretty insane. I mean, I just look at the situation and I'm like, everything is upside down, Colonel.
It is.
We abandon energy independence. We abandon the best economy we've ever had. We're now going to sic another 87,000 IRS agents on the American people. We have wide open borders. You had this. We don't have law and order in our towns and cities because of dismantled, defund, no bail laws.
Yep.
We don't teach our kids reading, writing, math, science, history, and computers. You know, we teach them wokeism. Then on foreign policy, you know, every bad actor, hostile regime, Joe Biden wants to be friends with, or he's too compromised to ever stand up to.
So what we we got less than 90 days left until the next election. I think it's 89 days, isn't it, today? And what you and I and all of our friends need to be is real patriots. And encourage, as you know, I'm a chronic optimist. Good God, so many times I should have been dead. I'm truly an optimist. And so what I'm suggesting is that you and I and every one of our real patriot friends do something for the next 89 days. Remind the American people who listen and watch us, we the people govern, and we the people have to turn out to vote. People forget. I mean, obviously there was a congressman and a congressperson, I guess, in Wyoming who forgot. You never savage someone in your own party. Politics is all a matter of addition. You know what I'm talking about. Okay.
Yep.
She went out and she savaged a former president of the United States. She voted to have him impeached twice. She's the co-chairman of the so-called January 6th Commission, which is an outrage in and of itself because it's accomplishing nothing of value. And we now see a president suffering the indignity that he did. No president's ever had their home searched before. And all the things that you reported earlier in this broadcast, all those things have happened because not enough of us, even though 75 million of us voted in favor of Donald Trump twice, okay, it still wasn't enough. What we need to do is we need to turn out the vote this November. This has got to, 89 days from now, we have got to be able to go out and say, we the people are throwing out the rascals, not just in the House, but in the Senate as well, and put the brakes on this catastrophe that's governing in the White House, and then put a president with integrity in the White House in 2024. That's what we got.
Colonel North's new book, The Giant Awakes, on Hannity.com, Amazon.com, just released in bookstores yesterday. Colonel, by the way, you're going to love my new advertiser. I'm sure you've heard of Mantis X. Most people don't know that, well, first of all, ammo is expensive. It's in short supply. And all the training of the best shooters in the world, they do a majority of their training with dry practice at home. And that's where the Mantis X firearm system comes in. It's a no ammo, all electronic way to improve your shooting accuracy. You're going to love this. Colonel, I'm going to send you this because I think you're really going to like it. Data-driven, real-time feedback on your techniques, and it will guide you through shooting drills. 94% of people that use Mantis X improve within 20 minutes of using it. It's used by the Marine Corps, Semper Fi, the Army, Special Forces. In other words, military-grade technology at an affordable price. And by the way, it's a must-have for every gun owner. And you'll start improving your accuracy every day. If you believe in your Second Amendment rights, you've got to act on your Second Amendment responsibility to be competent and confident in your shooting ability. Colonel, I'm sending you Mantis X to your home. For everybody else, just go to their website. You're going to love this. If you are a believer like I am in the Second Amendment, you'll be a marksman in no time. MantisX.com. MantisX.com. You're going to love this military-grade technology at a very affordable price. MantisX.com. All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Joey flew out of South Carolina, your president, and went to Washington to sign this Build Back Broke Inflation Increasing Act, or Tax on the American Poor, Middle Class, and Fixed Income Act of 2022. Call it whatever you want. The biggest disappointment in this to me was Joe Manchin. They're taxing coal, they're taxing natural gas, they're taxing every barrel of oil imported. And then they're lying to you and saying, well, people that make under $400,000 a year are not going to see a penny in new taxes. Wrong, because all of us will feel that at the pump and with the cost of heating and cooling our homes, as if a 40-year inflation high and record high gas prices isn't enough. When Hannity record, but gas prices have come down from their record high. Okay, you're still paying over $2 more per gallon than you were paying when Donald Trump was president. Talk to me then. In the meantime, you know, begging the Saudis and begging OPEC and begging Iran and doing this idiotic Iranian deal and Russia and Venezuela, I'm sorry, doesn't cut it when we have more natural resources than we could use in the next 300 years plus. It's insane. And we could be energy dominant. They're all getting rich. Saudi Arabia is richer than they've ever been because of the inflated costs of energy all around the world caused by Joe Biden artificially reducing the world supply. It's that simple. And here's Joe Manchin, where the economy of West Virginia is so reliant on fossil fuels and coal and natural gas You know, and he's actually out there saying, well, I never said that it would reduce inflation immediately. And he got the pen. He got the pen that Joe Biden used to sign that Inflation Increasing Act and Tax the Poor, Middle Class, and People on Fixed Income Act. He got the pen. I hope you're proud, Joe. This is what he said.
Is it misleading to call this the Inflation Reduction Act for Americans when it's not going to make their grocery bill cheaper? It's not going to make everyday goods cheaper for them.
Why would it? Well, immediately it's not, but we never said anything happened immediately. Like today, it's turn the switch on and off.
Oh, it's not going to immediately, and it's not going to ever. Jeffrey Sachs, economist, says that the Inflation Reduction Act's name is nothing but a mere marketing tool that does not address inflation. He, like so many other economists, what, there are over 300 of them now, that are all saying, no, this is not going to reduce inflation. It's likely to increase inflation. Even the Joint Committee on Taxation said it. Even the CBO numbers bear it out. At what point do they get to continue to just keep lying to us? Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Karine Jean-Pierre all saying, well, CPI numbers come in, inflation numbers, 8.5%, 40-year high. And they said, we're at zero inflation. I'm like, huh? What, did they just make it up? They just make it up. Anyway, here's what the economist said.
Democrats probably got this bill passed because in part they called it the Inflation Reduction Act. Is that just a marketing tool, or will it have an impact on prices coming down?
Completely marketing tool. This is that was a title that seemed to work better than Build Back Better. And so they went with that. But the inflation we're experiencing now is not addressed at all.
That's marketing. So it does nothing to reduce inflation, but they lie and tell you it will. That's your government today. And now you're going to have a chance in November to vote these bums out. Will you do it? Matt in Ohio. What's up, Matt? How are you, sir? Hope you're supporting J.D. Vance there.
Yes, sir, I am. Thanks for taking my call.
What's going on?
Quick question. Okay, I'm sorry. I have a quick question about this affidavit and everything.
Yeah.
Okay, they say that there's classified information and so forth. Who classified the judge, or how does he have the classification to look at this stuff? It's a low-level judge, from my understanding.
It's a local magistrate, not approved by the Senate. There's a little practice known as judge shopping. So you pick a judge, in this case, that has openly been supporting and donating to Barack Obama, a guy that has trashed on social media Donald Trump, a guy that even rightly recused himself from a case involving Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton, and why he didn't recuse himself here, I don't know.
I just wondered how they can, you know, I understand like FISA judges, they've got to have a certain clearance, I would imagine, to see some of this information. But, this guy can just see whatever and work, and it's kept from us. I don't buy it.
I'm not buying it either. I think you're right on the money. Anyway, I appreciate the call, Matt. You're right. And this is why November matters. Get November on your brain. Everybody needs to get everyone you know out to vote in November. And the Senate races are all very, very tight. Florida, Georgia, North and South Carolina, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Ohio, Missouri, Nevada, Arizona, Colorado, Washington State, Alaska. We've got to get some good people in Washington. Even if you don't agree with them 15-20% of the time, it doesn't matter. Understand the urgency of the moment of getting rid of this party that is literally spiraling this country out of control to a point where it's unrecognizable to most of us. That's what elections are about. Pennsylvania, Frank, I hope you're supporting Dr. Oz down there.
Absolutely, 100%, Sean. I've been listening to you the last 2 days. I couldn't agree with you more. Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, to be exact. So,
yes, sir.
I live in a place that I'm reminded every day what freedom is really about. And I'm calling to talk about Mr. Fetterman. Because, mm-hmm. as you just stated, that Pennsylvania is a key state. Mr. Fetterman is not slightly left of Bernie, but he is insanely left of Bernie Sanders. And I had an incident a couple years ago during the 2020 election. We went to the Capitol in Harrisburg Governor Wolf had just announced that he was, due to COVID, leaving the offices and not returning. And, of course, we know that Douglas Mastriano, Senator Mastriano, called him out on it. Why aren't you in your place doing your job as the governor? Fetterman, who's the lieutenant governor, came out where the protesters were. I was with a 14-year-old girl. He removed an American flag and put out a flag of a marijuana flag. And a girl, a 14-year-old girl, asked him,
I saw that.
Why remove the American flag? He shot a 14-year-old girl the middle finger. He put out a pot flag. He dresses in his hoodies and shows his tattoos. And you know, I'm actually a good friend of Doug Mastriano. I talk to him. I have his cell phone number. I know where he lives. The key in Pennsylvania is also realizing the demographics and the voters. And the voters that support these people are just as crazy as the people themselves. Right across the street from from Senator Mastriano's home is a left-wing socialist Democrat that has a doll of Doug Mastriano hanging from a noose. It used to be Trump during the 2020 election. Now it's Mastriano and Oz along with signs. So this is what we need to, as Colonel North just said. He said, Sean, you and me and other patriotic Americans have 89 days. You said yesterday, don't just guarantee that you're going to win the House and the Senate.
I'm telling everybody to win the Senate. We're behind. That's my gut. My gut tells me, and I've been doing this a long time. Let me tell you about your guy,
absolutely,
Fetterman, here, because
sure.
I know I've looked this guy up a lot. And first of all, you're dealing with a guy that's been a trust fund spoiled brat that wears a hoodie and tries to act tough, number one. Number two, it was clear from his appearance the other day he has really been impacted by the stroke, and I wish him well in his health regards. He does not seem like he has the capability that he's up medically for this job. Time will tell. He's repeatedly denied any opportunity to debate Dr. Oz, who's called for 5 debates, which I think is fair for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. He confirmed he does not support any restriction or any limits on abortion. In other words, this guy is so radical, you can have an abortion up until the moment of birth. That's insane. You know, if you go back to his position on energy independence and fracking, which is so important to the economy of Pennsylvania, he called for a moratorium on fracking. He's trying to backtrack from it, but he said what he said. We have the tape. You know, this is a guy that wants to let free a third of people in jail in Pennsylvania. That's a genius plan. This is a guy that penned a column announcing his endorsement of Bernie Sanders in 2016. A New Republic even pointed out Fetterman was part of Bernie's army of candidates igniting a progressive revolution from within. If you look at criminal justice, he oversaw the Board of Pardons, which even the Philly Inquirer said he ran like an activist and a bully. When the AG voted against many of Fetterman's desired pardons, he threatened to run against them for governor. And Fetterman said he ran for lieutenant governor specifically to oversee the pardon boards to let people out of jail. I mean, this guy is wrong on every single issue. He wants to legalize drugs. On BLM, on his website, he claims he's the mayor of a city that's more than 80% black. That's what he says. That wasn't true. And then, of course, you have the incident where he was pursuing a man in 2013, pulled a shotgun on this guy, an African-American, because he thought this unarmed African-American jogger had been involved in a shooting. So he just pulls a gun out on the guy, a shotgun. You know, most people in Pennsylvania don't know his radical history, but that is Fetterman. And he says he's running as the 51st Democratic vote in the Senate. This Senate race in Pennsylvania is critical. It's a must-hold seat. We've got to get this seat, just like Wisconsin, a must-hold seat. Just like North Carolina, a must-hold seat. Just like Ohio, a must-hold seat. Just like Florida is a must-hold seat. Then we need pickups in places like Georgia and a pickup in a place like New Hampshire and a pickup in Arizona, Nevada would be great, maybe Colorado even. We need Lisa Murkowski out in Alaska. I mean, I'm telling everybody, pay attention.
I don't lie to my audience. I am very straightforward. We can lose the Senate. Pay attention. You know, here's Fetterman the other day when he was speaking. It didn't sound very well to me.
We could have picked any part of Pennsylvania where we're going to start the campaign trail starting. Let me tell you, 2 years ago, I was talking to the media and saying them folks, you want to know who's going to be the next president? Do you know what I said? I said, tell me one thing. Tell me who wins Erie? 25 of those counties more votes. 25 of those 54 red counties more votes than Dr. Oz in those counties as well too. I gave away the lieutenant governor in Pennsylvania, the only lieutenant governor in the history to do that. And you can count on us to eliminate the filibuster. Eliminate the filibuster and let's get some stuff done for America.
I mean, that's pretty scary. Obviously he's struggling, and I think what we'll probably likely see is a Biden basement bunker campaign. That's my best guess. I'll give you the last word.
Absolutely, Sean. And so what are we going to do about it? I think Oliver North, you maybe on your TV or radio show have people like Oz and Mastriano in. I know Doug very well. He'd be more than happy. And me, myself, I am an election watcher this coming November. So my vote's going for conservative, patriotic Americans. I'm friends with Scott Pressler. I'm going to be working in central Pennsylvania and voter registration and things like that.
I'm looking at the clock. I'm running out of time. Let me just tell everybody, in every state that I mentioned, you got to understand how radical this Democratic Party is. If they get control of the United States Senate, they'll do all the things they said they would do. Court packing, D.C. statehood. They'll move forward with, you know, every ending the legislative filibuster. They'll do it all. And there's nothing then we'll be able to do, except hopefully the House will stop it. Anyway, I've got to run. Appreciate the call. 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Hey, due to your love for MyPillow products and your support, the original My Slippers I'd been telling you about, they're completely or close to completely sold out. Now, because of this, Mike Lindell is now launching brand new all-season slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98, and this is only for a limited time. Now, the slippers are made with a four-layer design to ensure comfort. They have breathable fabric so you can wear it all year round. And the slides, the sandals are extremely comfortable and durable due to the patented impact gel. And Mike guarantees that these will be the most comfortable footwear that you will ever own. Now this incredible offer won't be around for long. Stock up now while supplies last. Slippers, slides, sandals as low as $29.98 when you go to the Sean Hannity Square and when you go to MyPillow.com. It's that simple. And by the way, it always has a one-year warranty, 60-day unconditional satisfaction money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Hannity, or just mention my name when you call toll-free 800-919-6090 for MyPillow.com. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. Harriet Hegman will join us tonight, who won the primary out in Wyoming. Kelly Chewbacca, who's looking to unseat Lisa Murkowski, has gone on to the next level in Alaska. Pretty complicated Alaskan primaries. Anyway, Charlie Hurt, the great one, Mark Levin, Steve Moore, and Leo 2.0 Terrell. 9 Eastern, Hannity, news you'll never get from the mob and the media on the Fox News Channel. See you tonight, back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
to the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.